We have not, it's an actual written in Hebrews epistle that we have this great cloud of witnesses. I think we should remember those people. We should not forget their family members, because often those people are the breadwinners for their families. We should be feeling about them like we are feeling about parts of the same body of Christ's church on this earth. When we share their testimonies, often we share horrific testimonies, horrific situations of people facing death in front of their eyes, the death of their beloved ones. This is to remember those situations. It is not to frighten other people. This is not to have some shocking, some breaking news. This is just to show that this is fully normal and natural for Christians to be martyred, to be persecuted like that. And we should always think about the words of Apostle Paul, that even in our life, the situation may come that we will face the same persecution. And this is what we read in Hebrews 13:3, that we should remember those who are in bonds as if we would be with them, because we are also in the body. We are actually part of the same body. And that's why it's fully natural when we feel the pain of others, and when we hear about their story, that we feel the pain. Sometimes we have tears in our eyes when we hear horrific testimonies of Christians losing their beloved ones or losing parts of their bodies. But that's the reality that we should get ready for if we want to follow Christ with all our heart and sincerely, not making any compromises in our lives.